Rabbi Shlomo Weisbaut.
Okay, Rabbi, so good evening, everyone. A quick second, what we learned yesterday. So yesterday we learnt about opening bottles. That was a shaila about opening bottles. So we said, let's make a quick second what we said. The Chazanish says that if you've got a keli which is sealed completely, and you're going to open it up in a new place, and that is a question of making a keli on Shabbos, which you mustn't do. But we said all these tins, tin corn, any can that you open up has got this problem, because you open it up in a different area to where it was sealed. So according to Chazanish, that's called a guf otum. It's a sealed container. While it's sealed, it's lost its shein keli, and it's not going to be opened up on the same place. And therefore, to open up in a new place is called making a keli. He holds an issur d'oraisa actually. So he'd have a serious problem on something which is meant to be, opened up in a new place. And you use it for storage. It's used for storage. If you empty out everything straight away, the Chazanish also says that's not a problem. So we're talking about something which is kept for a bit of time, something keeps in there for a bit of time. Very often you drink something, you can have things there, you keep things inside there. That's a problem of making a keli. If you were to open a cereal packet, the moshel on the top where the flaps are, and you open it on the flaps, then you haven't done making a keli. Because that was always open, it's meant to be open on that flap, it was closed on the flaps, and you're going to open it up on the flaps. So you're not making a new keli, but you've got a problem there of tearing, which is beneficial. When you open the top like normal, you've made a tearing which is beneficial. And that's also to do on Shabbos. You've got a problem of kareg. You always have to weigh up everything together. Interesting, these tubes over here, very interesting, I never knew this actually. The marshal, a tube like this, tomato paste. So can you open some Shabbos? The lid over here is no problem. It's not attached here, but it's got a little hole here. Now, I've never realised this, but when they make this, they don't fill it up from the top. It's actually filled up, so the rubber of fat tells me, it's filled up from the bottom. You open this up, it's actually very interesting, you can see, in a nice, it's a very flimsy thing over here. This, if you unfold it properly, not much nails, you can see it's not hard to open this actually. They put the tube, they put the stuff in from here, this entrance over here. So, l'chaira, this top here has never been opened. So to make a hole over here is a serious problem. First of all, you're making a Pesach, which is an entrance, which you mustn't make, it's also makapatish. Making a hole in a keli, first it's never ever been, and it's a beneficial hole because it stays in here for a long time. You're using this container for a long time. So that's a problem. So the only way to do it is to rip the whole thing out. It's not much of a point, actually, but that's not much of a point. The other one I've got over here, which I had yesterday, the master one, that's even worse, because that is the same side with the bottle tops. That is this lid over here, might as well open it now, because this lid over here is attached. When you open that on Shabbos, so you've broken it off, but it's completely open. There's no seal on this one over here. So you've got a problem opening. So I don't know what you're going to do. The only way to do is make a hole in this keli, like you say with the things, and then throw it away. That's the best way to do it.
Or if you've got like a honey one, open the honey and there's a piece of paper on it.
That's nice. That's like a yogurt cup. That's nice. That you can take off. That's called a creational kilt. That's not a problem. That one can take off. That's like the coffee jars and all these things. And once you've got the writing on it, that lifting up that foil is allowed to be done. Okay, that's what we said. The bottle tops, someone asked me yesterday, I think you asked me in the shiur yesterday, I said to you that the problem with the bottle tops is that if you break the bottle, that lid is useless. You can't put it on any other keli. And everyone said, a lot of people said to me that you can. If you smash the glass bottle, you could put that lid somewhere else. I'm not sure. It doesn't make a difference because the point is, a metal keli, the lid on a metal bottle, on a bottle has never ever been a keli beforehand. It's made on the bottle as a utensil. It's interesting. I remember many years ago, I phoned up a place where they make bottle lids. This shows how you can't trust what goes on. So it was a place in Birmingham. So I phoned up, I got through to a woman there. And I said to him, I'm doing a research on bottle tops, I wonder if you can put me through to the technician. She said to me, you can ask me. She said, I also know what's going on, so if you want, you can ask me. So I said, okay. So I asked her, how do they make the bottle tops? You've got a place where they make bottle tops on bottles. How is it made? So I think she said, I can't remember which way around, but I think she said to me, yeah, the bottle tops come in as bottle tops first. And then we screw them on the lid on the bottle afterwards. That's quite interesting, because I never thought of that. Anyway, so I said to her, thanks very much, we're happy you've got a technician I can speak to. I got through to the technician, and I asked the technician the same job. He said to me, yeah, the bottle tops are not made beforehand. They're put on the bottle, and they're squeezed on the bottle into a keli. I said, are you sure? Because someone told me it's made beforehand. I'm on the plant here, I can see what's going on. So he says to me, I don't know what you mean, I can't even tell you different, I'm here. So it just shows, very often you can't rely on people. I don't know who's telling the truth, I don't know, but the apostles seem to be taking on that the metal bottles, the bottle tops normally are made from on the cadence, like a L'chaim glass, the metal L'chaim glass which goes on the bottle, the grape juice, then the machine comes and squashes it, makes a nice shape, goes round the bottle itself.
It was a cage before.
So it was never a cage, okay, yeah, it wasn't, it was a loose cage, which was nothing. That
cup.
Yes, a cup. It can then do a job on a bottle.
Can't be used with a lid.
Can't be used with a lid. So he's never been a lid beforehand, really. So now that's the shaila. So that's a big shaila. So when I start the shaila, there's many rabbonim holds the problem opening these bottle tops on shaila. So lecharetz, someone told me, he asked one of the rabbonim here in town, and Rome said, look, it's a shaila deraisa, really. You're a sobe deraisa. You know, you can't just be makel. You have to know what you're doing. But it's an interesting question.
So tins, etc. You're going to have the whole lot.
But I think it depends on you. It depends what.
So if I emptied out the whole mayonnaise on the table.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it depends on you. It could be, since the normal way to store it is stayed in there.
No, it's not.
You
store tuna.
Tuna or not, yeah. No, but this mayonnaise, even if you empty all out.
Friday night, you're going to be stirring out Friday.
Yeah, but many people don't empty out the whole mayonnaise.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of people, but it's not a common thing. It's made not to be used at one time. Yeah, they don't make it for being used at one time. So that's really much more problematic, the Chora.
That
would be a problem, right? Yeah, that would be problematic. Well, actually, when we did about the cartons, those straw cartons, I must say, I never understood this, actually. You know, people put a straw, they pierce a straw through the hole. So first of all, you have to know if that hole was made there beforehand. Purchase, it wasn't. I mean, they don't go all the way through the hole. It should be a problem of a career. You make a hole, which is meant to take out. It's not so simple to do. But there are people who allow it. I don't understand exactly why. But the mice are, there are people like
that. Cans do that.
What?
Cans
are better because cans are often emptied out in one go. Many people are empty out cans in one go.
They do, yeah.
So it's right, that could be a problem.
Cartons as well, they get emptied out.
What?
So what's with the cartons? Because you're making a hole. You're also emptying out in one go.
Right? So you're making a hole there. They're making a hole of a tickle. You do a creational tickle.
And then it's just.
In a metal, there's no creation. You're not tearing on metal. On paper, you can tear. On you can go a tearing. On metal, there's no malach of tearing on metal. Okay, boys, let's move on to the new one. Can I blow a shofar on Shabbos? Are you allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos? Very interesting halacha this, actually. So Chazal made an amazing gezeira, actually. It was interesting. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I was in, what's it called? Heathlands. So one of the people I know there, he asked me to go and get his guitar from his room. He wants to play for the crowd there. Anyway, so I went to get his guitar, and I heard him play. Oh, I tell you what, anyway, what a noise it was. Anyway, he played his guitar. Now, in the middle of playing his guitar, I see him tightening the strings there. I don't know how it works. Obviously, it wasn't mummish in tune, so he decided to play around with the strings. That is what Chazal were worried about. Amazing thing, actually. Chazal said a person can't play a musical instrument on Shabbos because we're worried if a person plays a musical instrument on Shabbos, things can go wrong. So guitars and pianos and things like that, it's very common for them to be, you have to be tuned up in the middle. You realize it's not 100% right. And therefore, Chazal made a gezeira, amazing gezeira, that no musical instrument can be played on Shabbos. A gezeira, you might come along and fix it. Something might need to be done. A lot of Kodesh Shulchan Aruch. Where's that? Shir numbered Ches, Simch Aleph. No, I shouldn't do it. Shir numbered Ches, Simch Aleph, sorry. Hashmos koel b'kli shir is osa. Making a noise with a kli shir is osa in Shabbos. Shabbos says over here, gzeira shema yisakin kli shir. You might come along and fix it. Now, many of our kelim can't be fixed. I mean, the moshel flute, I don't think you can only with a flute. But it doesn't make a difference. Once Chazal made a gzeira, all utensils which are musical instruments are forbidden to be used. Because of that, a shofar cannot be blown on Shabbos, actually. Interesting halacha, I just want to show this in the Chelik Vov. Interesting halacha, because of this halacha, it says a very interesting Chelik Vov here. Yeah, there's no difference between Yontem and Shabbos over here. But because of this halacha, there's halacha in Lichas Yom Tov. Tovkuv Sarivov. Tovkuv Sarivov. Once a person finishes blowing on Yom Tov, he shouldn't blow again. Finished. Put the shofar away. Amol, cotton, that's a chiddush actually, a child, a filler gear lechinuch, even if he's reached the chinuch age, mutter loim aloshifi. That's how to play. He's allowed to blow with a shofar. Interesting thing. So Mr. Brewer says, I think in the Meister Kadeshi, chankul mitzvah, he should be able to remit it. But an adult, once he's finished with the shofar, he shouldn't blow any more the shofar. Now, that's an interesting halacha. This, first of all, you have to know if a person's blowing to be yet to different shittas, he wants to accommodate, let's say, the machlokes of the shvorim and truas or whatever, how to do it. So a person wants to blow to accommodate different opinions, that's all called a shofar mitzvah, that's mutter. But we're talking about now blowing not for any reason. So I was wondering, what would you say, Rabbi Yisai? Someone's about to care and he needs a bit of practice. It didn't go so well the first day. It didn't go so well on the first day blowing. He needs a bit of practice. It needs a bit of boost.
Sure.
What sure?
Not
First of all, don't give to Shoshan Yom Tov, yeah? There's no chilik in this malach, in this issa, there's no chilik to Shoshan Yom Tov. Hashmoah's code is osa, but a bain on Shabbos, a bain on Yom Tov. So, first day Rosh Hashanah, he didn't go very well, he's got a very, very red, it didn't work out, the blowing didn't work out. So, he wants to practice a bit.
You can.
So, simple as you can. No? Okay, very good. Anyone agree? Anyone disagree? Oh, so I couldn't understand what someone was saying. I couldn't understand. My Samoa Rom said, you mustn't do it. I think Mishnah Brewer says, it's called Hachona. You're preparing for the next day. Oh, Chiddush, actually. So he says, about to care. I haven't got Mishnah Brewer here, but about to care. Wait, Samoa Rom.
Even someone who blows is going to blow on the second of Yom Tov. Also,
so he says interesting. He says an interesting reason. He says it's also to blow on the first day for the second day. So he says it's my surprise. It's Achana. Mr. Ravon, a wrong ad, because we know that the first day Rosh Hashanah is really the first day. So it comes out you're blowing on the first day for a weekday because the second day is not really Rosh Hashanah. Chiddush, actually. That's what the Moin Ravon says. The Meister can't practice. So I don't know. Someone needs to practice. Maybe you can practice in the night time. I don't know. Night of the second night or early in the morning. Of the second day. But the Chayra, he says, on the first day, one can't blow on the first day of Yom Tov for the second day. Even if he wants a bit of practice, if a person's blowing for women or for children, or he wants to make people relate to the mitzvah, or he wants to do the mitzvah better, he wants to make sure that he's got all the shitters that are applied, there's different opinions and different notes how to do it. So this person wants to make sure he does everything, then that person's out to blow, it's not a problem. But we're talking about once the person's finished, he relates all the opinions. And now he wants to blow, he just likes blowing, he likes the noise.
So you're practicing. You said
practicing. Even practicing.
So this is not Shema's Kol.
This is Achon. Yeah, but the Isra Achon is because of Shema's Kol.
Yeah,
but it's not Shema's Kol. You have to blow a Shema. On a normal Shabbat, can you blow a Shema?
Can you blow a Shema? I do it in the morning.
One minute, I'll ask you a question. Yeah, because that's what made. Can you blow a Shema on Shabbat, on normal Shabbos?
No.
Why not?
Shema's
Kol. You're supposed to have Shema's Kol.
I can do it in the night.
Yeah,
the night you can do it.
That's called a tzoyim mitzvah. You're preparing, really. Really, shurim. Yeah.
In the afternoon, you can't.
It's a chon.
Generally, Hashem
Haskel,
what's
the
tzoyim
mitzvah? Or is it special for Rosh Hashanah? I think it's Rosh Hashanah. I don't think you can do Hashem Haskel normally. Yeah, it's a good question, but I don't think you can do normally an Hashem Haskel because of what you call it, a mitzvah. What? Oh, I'll come to that about knockers. Yeah, I don't want to do that today. Yeah, I'll come to that. It's true. Yeah. The Maaseh is a very encompassing gezeirah, actually. In fact, Chazal went so far, it's very interesting thing. Chazal went so far in this gezeirah. And they said, so obviously you can't play a violin, a flute, guitar, drums, accordion, trumpet. All these things are also to blow because the Maaseh is a gezeirah. Yeah? Chazal went so far, and they say even something. Even to use a normal keli to make a rhythm or some sort of tune is awesome. If someone wants to play the drums on Shabbos at his table, takes a spoon, starts hanging with his drums to a rhythm. Means that drum, that spoon, is not made, it's not a keli shear, it's not made for music. Even so, that's also to do. Someone takes two pot lids, for example, he wants to do a bit of a concert, he wants to band the cymbalines together, make some tune, that's also to do. Because Chazal didn't allow a person to do anything associated with singing, with music, which makes a rhythm, because he might, if he allowed him to do that, he might come along and use a guitar or his other things, therefore Chazal asked everything. But, let's say it's a Shavuot Brachos time, and someone wants to get up to speak, and I see a lot of noise there, it's very, very noisy. So he gets up, you know, and he waits, no one speaks. Now I told you that story of a Miller once, over to us, Mordechai Miller told us actually, he was once in Ireland, collecting for, must be in the Senate, I suppose, he was in charge of the Senate. So he was staying by the old Rabbi Jacobowitz, the chief rabbi. So he says he was there, and he was being hosted. Anyway, that night he was there, there was a show was going on. So the chief rabbi, the rabbi, was invited them to come to the Suda and enjoy it. Kitzur was a beautiful affair, so very nice everything. So in the middle of the meal, Rabbi Jacobowitz gets up, and he bangs down and says, Rabbi, I've got some good news for you. I've got something very special over here. He goes out to the other room, he brings a huge keli inside the room. He said, this is a new invention called a tape recorder. I don't know if you remember the old tape recorder, it's a big reel of brown tape and everything. He said, this is a very special thing, he said, over here. What this is like this. You push these buttons over here, and it records whatever's being said. And you keep this for a souvenir for the Chosn Kala. So he said, I propose that we tape what's going on over here, and we'll give this to the Chosn Kala as a present, and that will be our little present to them. Anyway, okay, so he pushed the button down. He said, there was absolute silence in that room. Not a word. He said, in fact, people looked at each other. He said, no one said anything. So Rabbi Jacobowitz got up. He said, went to the machine, switched off. He said, I think we've learned a very important lesson, my boy said, from here. The person knows what he says down here is being recorded. He thinks twice what he's saying. So maybe what? But here, let's say someone wants to speak at a Shabbat Brothers, and it's very, very noisy. Can he take these two pot lids and bang them together to make a bit of noise to stop people talking too much? That's mutter. The whole issue of using not a cliché for noise is only when you're doing it to a rhythm or some sort of music. If someone to sing along with, you want to sing along with, so you bang the tambourines or whatever it is to make it to fit into the tune.
I was at the center recently, I did that.
What did you do?
This is the painting quiet for a share.
A glass of food.
I was told
that Yeshmach
Mim, I've
known
that. I don't know. Yeshmach Mim, I haven't got
that
rule here.
Glass. And what? I put my finger on top of the glass. Yeah. It's a whisper. Is that okay?
I think so.
Same thing.
Yeah, I think so. It's not a cliche.
But it works.
Someone said it's a problem. I have to check it out. Someone said it's a problem to make a noise like that. It's a problem.
I was told after that.
I haven't got a Mishra in front of me here to see it, but it's an interesting point. I don't know what passes from the Shulchan Aruch much better. Anything which is not a cliché, if you're doing it not for music, that's your tactics, just to stop people making a noise.
Clap
is interesting. I must say, I didn't find a head for clapping. That's a good point where you say, you've got to see this issue of clapping. I didn't find a head for clapping to stop people talking.
If you clap, you want to say, you agree, you clap.
I have to check it out now. I'm not 100% sure you're right. I didn't find this header.
Good God, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right. Here, you want to applaud someone, he's done a good speech. So you stop speaking. Normally, when someone stops speaking, you want to applaud and you stop speaking. You're happy you stop speaking. I didn't find it. Something which is not a cliche. And you bang it for a reason, Chazal allowed. But I don't know about the Kufa Odom. That's an interesting point. I haven't found this letter. I believe I'll try and look around. But that's a heter in Chazal. Chazal said a person's using not the cliché. That means if a person wants to blow a flute to stop people talking, that's not allowed. A cliché mum is a keli which is designated for music. Even though you're not making a song over here, you just want to blow the thing to stop people talking. You want to give everyone a shock to stop talking. That's not allowed to be done. Something which is not a cliché, spoons on a glass, spoons on the table, etc., etc., that is allowed to be done for that purpose, to stop people talking. Right.
Thank you.
Good. 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 Good.